Over 500 million people are checking out Instagram stories every day. Are you posting to Instagram stories? Well, maybe you should.
These quick cast episodes are designed so that you can dive right into the world of social media, what's happening right now, trends that are working, and strategies that we're seeing success with. Let's dive into today's episode.
So where should you be spending your time? On Instagram stories or in the feed? Well, both. There is no quick and easy answer to it, but if you're not optimizing Instagram stories, you are missing out on a huge opportunity. One of the things that I love about Instagram stories is the capability to really kind of give your audience that view from behind the curtain, allowing your audience to see what you're up to, not just the beautifully curated feed. And this is where a lot of the four-post strategy comes into play, because the way that the four-post strategy is built is so that no matter when someone comes on to your page, no matter when they discover you, no matter what post they click on, you're going to be taking that audience member through your funnel so that they will want to learn from you, follow you, buy from you, all the things. And that's the way that the four-post strategy works in the feed. But on Instagram stories, it really allows you to have that more candid experience with your audience. You can post on the fly. You can pop in and share a video. I recently was in Steamboat with my family for spring break, and I wanted to get out and just get some fresh air. My daughters had skied for 5 days straight. At 6 and 9, that's a lot of skiing for them. And they were ready just to hang inside, play by the fire. They both love dolls and they have very, very vivid imaginations. But we did get 10 inches of snow. So my husband headed out, got first chair, and skied for about 3 hours and then said, "Well, I think I'm good. Do you want to go?" Originally, I said no. I was enjoying being at home, hanging out with the girls. Kind of was just feeling a little melancholy and laid back. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I should get some fresh air. So I strapped on my snowboard. I ski and I snowboard, mostly ski with the girls. But I was like, fresh powder. I'm going to go ahead and snowboard, just get some runs in by myself. I was sitting on the chairlift. I rarely get this quiet time to myself. I forgot my AirPods. So I wasn't listening to music or a podcast. I was looking around. And I just was breathing in the nice, cool air. It had just snowed. The trees were beautiful. And I felt such a peace. So I took out my phone, like most millennials do. And I wanted to share that peace with my followers. I didn't share it with my LinkedIn audience. I didn't share it with my Facebook audience. It really wouldn't go with what I was posting about in the feed with promoting my latest podcast appearance or whatever, but it allowed me to show my audience what I was up to, something I was passionate about. I attached it with a song that I really like. So I really like a lot of indie bands, and I included a song by The Temper Trap, and it was just an image of me being outside, beautiful snow, some music I liked. And it got a ton of engagement. People were commenting on it. Oh, looks beautiful. I love that. Oh, you're in Steamboat. And that's what Instagram stories can do. It allows you to connect with your audience on that person-to-person level. Instagram is an incredible place to build out your audience and to build your following, build your community. But really, the true magic can happen in stories. Now, stories are those short 24-hour long sections. They're in the top of your Instagram feed if you don't know what I'm talking about. Stories has been around for a while. It really came out to compete with Snapchat. Snapchat is still around, folks. If you have children between the ages of 12 and 18, that's the primary way to get in touch with them, I've learned. I've got two cousins and they don't text me, but we snap all the time. So Instagram Stories was launched to directly compete with Snapchat. Sounds like they've done this before with talk and short form video. Yeah. But stories are still around and a lot of people still are using them every day. I believe if you're not posting to your stories in some regard every day, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. Now, some of the ways to maximize your exposure and your reach on Instagram stories. Now, remember, one thing that's great about Instagram stories, if you're not super comfortable on camera, if you feel a little awkward about talking to the camera, well, you know what? The majority of people, like 99.9% of the people that see your stories are the ones that follow you. And that's it. So these are your close friends anyways. And if people don't like what you're sharing in stories and they unfollow you, well, you didn't need them anyway, right? So some of the features I want to talk about with Instagram stories. So hopefully you'll start posting to stories in some regard. Typically, for yours truly, I will take a bunch of pictures of myself when I do my hair and just keep them on my camera roll so that if I am not feeling like I'm looking my best or maybe I didn't have the best hair day, I will still be able to post the stories. There's no excuse. And faceless stories are still great. You can share, like I said, video of me on the chairlift with the beautiful mountain trees covered with snow. So if you start posting the stories, I recommend doing at least, bear with me folks here, just one a day, just one story, a picture, one a day, so that you can remain top of mind. Now, if you say, oh, Katie, that's easy. I thought you were going to say something hard. Really, I just want you to start doing it. If you're doing it, do three a day. So that's where I at least three if you are already doing it and you think, oh, okay, I can stay committed to that. If you do too many stories, you will overwhelm your audience and they will get tired and they will swipe away. So make sure the stuff that you're posting is relevant, it's important, and you don't go overboard and overshare. Now, one of the things I want to talk about in stories is the Add Yours sticker. Now, the Add Yours sticker came out in 2021, and it's a great way to really get to know your community a little bit better. So if you want to share a picture of your dog, you could share a picture of your dog and say, add yours, and you will stay in the loop. So it's kind of like the game of telephone. It allows different people to chime in, and you can see other people's pictures of their dogs or whatever. It's a fun way to really start a chain reaction through a simple sticker. Number two, you can mention people. So when I have people on my podcast or if I go to a conference and I snap a selfie with them, I'll mention them. So that's the at symbol and you can mention them on Instagram. Now, one of the problems in the past was that if you posted a picture together and you're like, oh, I added the wrong person or, oh no, I forgot to actually tag you. Now you can go back and fix that. How cool is that? So that was something that people have been asking for a while. Instagram listened, and now you can go back and tag someone or at mention them after you've hit post. The best way to do this is to tap the three dots at the top, which will open up the more, and then you can just click add mention.
Hey there, Rocky Mountain marketing fans. This is Rich Brooks of the Agents of Change. If you're like me, you're a big fan of Katie Brinkley, which is why I asked her to be part of our first ever digital marketing summit. That's right. I've crowded 30 of today's top digital marketers to present at this virtual event running from April 24th through the 26th, and it's absolutely free to attend. You can watch all 30 sessions live, but if you really want to up your marketing game, be sure to check out our two VIP packages. Head on over to theagentsofchange.com/KatieBrinkley2024 and reserve your spot now. I'll see you at the summit.
Number three, live photos. I know it takes up a little bit more memory on the old iPhone and the drive, but live photos are where it's at, people. I take a ton of live photos because then you can turn them into a boomerang in stories. It allows the picture to move just enough to catch people's attention to stop the scroll. Those live photos you can also add into a reel. Start using live photos. The one way that I really like it for stories is to turn it into a boomerang, add some music, and then you have something that moves during your story. Okay, tip number four is emojis, the universal language. ChatGPT has ruined emojis in some regard for us, but if you want to add an emoji to your story, let's say we're talking about my video of me on the chairlift with the beautiful trees in the background still, and I wanted to add the little snowboarder emoji to it. Well, if I kind of want to make it pop a little bit, you know that you can make it glow. And the way to do this is to select the neon cursive font option and add in the emoji, and that emoji will actually glow, making it stand out and pop, look a little bit different for your followers. And then tip number five, this is where I want you to really be strategic with your stories. So if you're posting to stories regularly, you should be watching stories regularly, right? And what stories should you be watching? Well, obviously the stories of your ideal client or customer or your biggest fans. Because when you're watching their stories, you can actually see who's watching your stories. And if I post something about, again, going back skiing, and somebody says, hey, Katie, I'm actually in Steamboat too. Let's get together. Now you can get together with a potential client out of town. It's not weird to show up in someone's DMs, because every time that somebody comments on your story, that shows up into their DMs. And now you've basically been given free access into their private conversation. There's so much magic that happens in stories. I think that as we continue, doing vertical video, we're trying to post more carousels, we're posting to the feed, we're adding SEO-rich captions, we can kind of sometimes forget about stories. So if you've been ignoring Instagram stories, just keep in mind that 65% of Instagram users have purchased something through stories. And also, 75% of people who watch Instagram stories watch all the way through completion. So that's where having that magic number of 3, 4, 5 stories a day will help you really build out your know, your like, your trust, your community on Instagram.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I hope you're leaving with valuable insights and the inspiration to lead your market. If you've enjoyed our time together and found today's podcast episode useful, I have a small favor to ask of you. Please hit that subscribe button to stay updated with the latest episodes. And if you know someone who could benefit from these episodes, maybe a fellow business leader or an aspiring entrepreneur, go ahead and share this episode with them. Let's spread the knowledge and grow together. Also, I'd love to hear from you and continue the conversation beyond the podcast. Visit me at katiebrinkley.com to connect, to find more resources, or just to share your journey. And be sure to pick up your copy of my new book, The Social Shift, at katiebrinkley.com/book. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Katie Brinkley, and I can't wait to dive into more strategies and stories with you on the next episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. Let's keep on taking your marketing to new heights.